marijuana is in the news right now, but it's always on the minds of marijuana farmers in Maine. Those who grow plants outdoors have recently brought in their harvest, and many have been sitting around tables painstakingly trimming buds with scissors. It's a process that is tedious and, one Midcoast farmer says, obsolete. Murray Carpenter reports on a Maine-made innovation aimed at bringing efficiency to the harvest.
On a warm fall day, King Bishop is harvesting the medical marijuana plants from his farm in Morrill. After he stacks the stems onto a table in his shop, he feeds them into a small machine.
All of those nuggets, or what would be the buds, have all got to be removed from the stem. And so that's what that machine is doing.
The face of the machine has a series of small holes of varied sizes. Bishop inserts the stems, one at a time, into a hole that's a tight fit for the stem, but too small for the buds to fit through.
And then those big rollers inside the machine are actually pulling the main stem right out of the plant, and then the buds are staying on this side of the metal plate, and the waste is on the back side.
A tote tray beneath the machine quickly fills with the buds, which are worth $3,000 per pound. Bishop, who has been growing medical marijuana since 2010, says the machine eliminates the tedious work of trimming the plants with scissors.
Just this pile right here would take me a couple of hours, and we're going to do it in the next 2 or 3 minutes. We'll be done with this, with the bud tugger.
The machine is part of a mechanized line in the shop that includes a vacuum table and a Canadian-made bud trimmer. Bishop worked with a Northern Maine machine shop to make his first bud tugger just 4 months ago. A West Coast company has been marketing a similar machine for several years, which retails for nearly $20,000. Bishop's machine sells for $3,500. He sold 8 so far, without any advertising, beyond a video posted on his Facebook page.
It's been a game changer. I have one. I bought one. I recommend it to everybody.
Dan Brown of Gravelwood Farm in Blue Hill is another medical marijuana caregiver and the owner of a grower's supply store. He was among the first to buy one of the machines.
These technologies really just turn it from a drudgery, the side of this that was just you would dread sitting there at the table for hours and hours and hours. Now I don't mind it. I like it. It's fun to just stand there and stuff them in and pop the nuggets off.
Bishop says the bud tugger allows him to harvest his plants when they're ready, while complying with state rules limiting the hiring of marijuana farmhands.
The state allows us to grow the cannabis, but we can't have anybody helping us. I'm only allowed to have one employee. So it would be like trying to take down your vegetable garden all in a matter of a few days with just one person helping you. If the cannabis is staying outside too long, it's like any other plant. It'll get mold, mildew, it'll rot. So really, it was out of necessity. I couldn't have the extra employees, and I needed to be able to take my garden down when it was ripe.
He says in addition to the buds, his machine also produces clean stems that can be processed as hemp fiber, which will become more valuable as that industry develops in Maine.
With any industry, you expect to see innovation come, especially when it's new and emerging.
That's Heather Darby, an agronomist with the University of Vermont. Darby has been working with Vermont farmers who are growing hemp and harvesting the flowers or buds, which are not psychoactive. She says the industry could use some innovation because it's a slow process for now.
It took roughly about 8 people an hour to harvest one very large plant.
King Bishop hopes his machines will become more popular as the marijuana and hemp industry scale up in Maine.
Because when we start to process hundreds of acres of hemp, we're not going to do it with a pair of scissors.
Bishop plans to produce more of the machines as a sideline to his medical marijuana business. He's now developing a smaller countertop model designed for growers with just a few plants to process. And he'd like to have more machines on hand in time for next year's harvest so he can rent them out to shorthanded harvesters. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Murray Carpenter.